We'll continue with Thus Spake Ramana. Right, 113. The undifferentiated consciousness of pure being is the heart, which in Sanskrit is Hridayam. And you really are the heart, which is signified by the word itself, Hrit, heart, I am, heart, am I. That is the actual meaning of Hridayam. Hridaya is more the Hindi Sanskrit, but the classical is with the M at the end. So Hridayam. So do you realize you are the heart? Do you abide in the heart? Do you even know the heart? Or do you have some sense of the heart as an emotional center? Or is the heart the real center of your being? And are you abiding there? From the heart arises the primary I am-ness, which is the primary datum of one's experience. The I am-ness, not the signifier I, not the I thought. When the heart is projected, the light from the heart projected into the mind, then it becomes the signifier. But the I am-ness by itself is shuddha sattva in character. Pure sattva. Sattva meaning the very link between the phenomenal and the noumenal. The noumenal is sat, but sattva is the highest purity of that consciousness that still has its locus in the phenomenal and yet is descended from the noumenal. So it is in this shuddha sattva swarupa that is uncontaminated by any rajas or any tamas that the I appears to subsist in a jnani. So the jnani, Sri Ramana, Anandamayi Ma, whoever you wish to consider, has an I and speaks the word I, so the I thought exists, but it is in that state of shuddha sattva, and it refers to the swarupa, to the real self, the real noumenal self, but it can express itself and refer to the body as well, but always in a sattvic state, not ever rajasic or tamasic. In other words, the jnani is never running away from him or herself, never a workaholic, never trying to attain something in the phenomenal plane out of desire or lack, and never tamasic, never depressed, never scattered, never spaced out, never in a state of loss of center and of poise and of self-mastery. So, number 114, knowledge does not exist without ignorance. Ignorance is the shadow, you could say, of knowledge. Ignorance does not exist without knowledge. That knowledge alone is true knowledge, wherein one knows the self through inquiry to whom knowledge and ignorance pertain. Okay, so whenever there is a sense of knowing something, whether it's in the phenomenal or it's in the level of the symbolic, there has to be the question of to whom does this knowledge belong? And then one reaches the self. So is it not rather ignorance to know all else, to know everything about the phenomenal or the symbolic without knowing oneself, the knower? On knowing oneself, the substratum of knowledge and ignorance, which is the substratum of knowledge and ignorance, the self, both knowledge and ignorance perish. So the self is beyond the interest in knowing the phenomenal plane, details, except when those are necessary to the functioning of the seva of the organism. But there is no reality other than the dream simulation. And so knowledge itself is ignorance, because if you believe in the phenomenal plane as reality, then you are ignorant of the truth. So the self is beyond both knowledge and ignorance, although it is able to use both and to bring the true knowledge to the ignorant. And then Ramana goes on to explain this further. That alone is knowledge, which is neither knowledge nor nescience, ignorance. What is known conceptually is not true knowledge. Since the self shines, with nothing else to know or to make known, it alone is knowledge. If you don't know the self, you are ignorant. The self itself is all the knowledge you need, because the self is the dreamer of the dream. The self alone is that supreme knowledge, is what must be known. No, but that knowledge of the self, because the self is knowledge, the self is not a void. The self, being knowledge, is alone the reality. Knowledge of diversity, of the multiplicity, is false. This false knowledge, which is ignorance, does not exist apart from the self, which is the reality, the knowledge reality. In the same way, ornaments made of gold in their variety are unreal, because they do not exist without gold, which is its substance. So Ramana is saying that what is real is consciousness. When that consciousness becomes consciousness of something, it loses its nature. It focuses on what it is consciousness of. Once the subject focuses on the object, it becomes ignorant of itself. It projects itself into the object. And then it considers itself as an object relating to another object. It creates what Martin Buber called an I-it relationship. And it has an I-it relationship with itself. And itself then is reduced to the belief that it is the body, because the body is what has consciousness of things, of the diversity via the senses of the body. So once the consciousness has been projected into a bodily identity, that is ignorance, because through that projection one has lost oneself. So meditation is the withdrawal of the projection. the returning of consciousness to the heart, to the core, to what is real. And letting go of concern with the objects or desire for them or fear of them, because it is recognized that all of that world of diversity is a projection. And once that projection has been withdrawn, the world is not other than the self. And in that state alone is their true unity of being. And in that state alone is the heart open and the true nature of the self is fully realized as intelligence, as the bliss of love, and as the eternal light that never changes, that is timeless, and that is in a state of fulfillment, without lack, without karma, without ignorance. Everything is known when the self is known. And the journey of discovery of the knowledge of the self, which is the underlying, even if unknown, purpose of the wandering through time and space, lifetime after lifetime. Once that is discovered, the journey is complete. And we have reached that moment when the journey must be complete. It is in the realization that one is not the body and that none of the goals or ambitions or beliefs of the ego is anything but ignorance that can release you from the bondage to the wheel of life and death. And if that journey is not completed before the end of this cycle, then one must return to complete it in yet another round. So the destiny of your consciousness is being determined in this short period at the end of time. May you gain the knowledge that will bring freedom from having to go around again and again in the world of illusion and ignorance, and be able instead to shed the light of love, of healing, of peace, of truth to those nodes of consciousness still in ignorance who yearn to be free. May you have the peace of mind that comes from the knowledge of the self, the knowledge that takes one beyond the symbolic plane into the real of love. And may you have that deeper peace of the heart in which the love of the Supreme becomes total absorption in and as the real heart that is the self. And may you be graced with the Supreme peace of the realization of the self as your eternal being, from which you will never again fall into illusion, never identify with ignorance or forgetfulness, and shine with that power of presence that saturates the entire phenomenal dream plane with the light of the One Self that awakens all to the Supreme Truth.